Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst, and this time I'm going to talk about one of the most anticipated and one of the best anime series of this year, Demon Slayer 3 Kimetsu no Yaiba Swordsmith Village Arc. And Demon Slayer 2 was a great hit among anime fans, and since the day it ended, the fans waiting for the next season. Season 3 had all the elements of a great show, high octane action sequences, top class animation, story, script and thrill. Demon Slayer creators only increased the expectations of its viewers with each season, and they promised another great season. Now all the episodes of season 3 are already aired and I can't wait to talk about it. Story: at the end of season 2, Tanjiro and his friends had already defeated Upper Moon 6, Daki and Gyutaro. Mozenki Betsuji is furious that even the Upper Moons are being killed by Hashiras, and they all failed to locate the Blue Spider Lily. He ordered the other Upper Moons to find the Blue Spider Lily and killed all the Hashiras. On the other side, Tanjiro decided to visit the Swordsmith village to have his sword repaired and take some time to heal his body. He met Love Hashira and the Wind Hashiras there. Later, two Upper Moon's demons also attack the village. Tanjiro has to fight them with two available Hashiras and defeat the demons. Background: the series has a total of 11 episodes, and all the episodes were released between 9th April to 18th of June 2023. All the episodes are available on Netflix with subtitles. The next season has already been announced after the great success of this season. Now let's talk about the positive things I liked about this season. The first thing I would like to talk out as the best thing about this season is the animation work. You can see the amount of money and time invested in this season. The last season already had our hopes high, and this season delivered on it. There are moments that you cannot even imagine possible. We get the first glimpse of its high quality animation when the Wind Hashira encounters the first Upper Moon demon. And in another scene, Tanjiro beheads multiple demons with a single strike, with controlled breathing and creating a shape like a dragon. The scenes and transitions are so smooth that you can only awe at the sheer perfection. All the fight sequences are a marvel to watch, and I wish they had released all the episodes on a big screen like the first episode of this season. The next, I like the script and the story conveyed in this season. It was interesting to see the Swordsmith village and the importance of its existence in the Demon Slayer world. There was a lot of work done on the details of the character development. This season we see a backstory of two Hashiras, Genya and Upper Moon demons. The stories were compelling and played an important role in further story development. Next, I liked how the villains were created. The Upper Moons are too powerful and mostly overpowered even Hashiras. They are ruthless and hold no sympathy for any human being. There is a scene where one of the demons created an artwork with living human beings. He was talking to Wind Hashira and showing how beautifully he could torture those humans. The villains are full of themselves and hold great pride in their powers. These strong villains made the heroes go the extra mile to defeat them and change their inner personalities along the way. Overall, the entire season will give you chills initially, then make you laugh, let you keep your mouth stay open in awe during fight sequences, and have a great climax. The background score and dialogues will keep you on edge. Climax has prepared the base for the next season, and now it can only go to the greater heights. Negative: I think there are some kind of stuff that I should not expect from anime. Some characters were greatly injured and were on the brink of death, but they were like still fighting like nothing happened. Even if someone had broken some bone, they were still fighting despite being mere humans. Few characters had the same face and characteristic, but no clarification was given on their origins. There was great confusion about the ages of all the characters, and I couldn't even determine who was older or younger. Now at the end conclusion, the season and this entire series are a must watch. Those fans of thrilling and glory action sequences must try this series. You are going to have a lot of fun while watching this. I'm eagerly waiting for the next season, and I'm sure you're going to wait for it too. Thank you so much for listening. This is again an intelligent analyst. If you like this, give it a like, share, subscribe, and for more you can give me some ideas in the comment box. Thank you so much for listening.